and the United Nations International Children's Agency Fund, UNICEF African Regional Director at Leva Kadili is in South Sudan. Well, Kadili visits the country at a time when conflict in Sudan and Ethiopia is forcing people to cross the borders into South Sudan either as refugees or returnees. Now, among the refugees and returnees are children in need of assistance on quite a number of issues, as you heard from the news. Well, she is not only in South Sudan, but she is right here with us in the studio, and we're going to have a conversation with her, and she will be telling us more about her visit to the country. Good morning, Ms. Edleva. It's good to have you this morning on the Mirror Breakfast. I really hope I pronounced your name rightly.
Absolutely correct. Good morning, Sepp. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
Yes, thank you for being with us. Well, just you are back from Malakal, Upper Nile State, and you visited as well Blue Cat Transit Center. Tell us about your impression of the conditions of children there.
Thank you so much. Indeed, I'm just actually back from Malakal visit yesterday with a team, and also in Transit Center, as you mentioned. And I saw there children and mothers and also pregnant women that have actually come through this Transit Center to seek support. I would say that the coordination of the center registration was taking place as we actually were visiting the transit center. The student situation was complex. Of course, children that were malnourished, children that needed testing, vaccination as well, and mothers as well that needed really support, medical support, but at the same time also access to food. What mm-hmm. we saw was that the majority of the returnees, the South Sudanese returnees from Sudan, were being registered and help as well to then go in a few days from here to their places of origin.
Yes, let's focus on the nutrition for children. Well, the World Food Program has already said it's a situation of despair, as most of the children who arrive in South Sudan are malnourished. What can be done in the immediate term to improve the situation?
Thank you so much. Absolutely, the situation is dire. We need to continue our joint efforts together under the leadership of government and, of course, all partners on the ground. What I saw yesterday, it was great coordination efforts from the local governors to the partners as well, with access to treatment for malnourished children, but not just children as well, mothers too. The partners on the ground were doing a great job under difficult conditions, of mm-hmm. course, but as I said, under also the leadership of the local governors as well. So there is more need for, of course, assistance. There is more need for additional funding because humanitarian funding is not there, and these returnees and also refugees that are there, they really need support across, not just access to food and treatment, but also overall support for their mm-hmm. well-being.
Yes, talking about displacement, of course, and with returnees coming like this, well, the refugees come now have a lot of children whose lives have been interrupted, and particularly things to do with education as well has been disrupted. What can be the quick and long-term solutions to this education challenge that the children are facing?
Right. So what I saw actually firsthand yesterday was that many children were also trying to be put into the system, that the education system that existed on the ground, but the needs were massive. So we're talking about earlier, before actually the crisis, that there were 32 schools and now only 7 were functioning. So you mm-hmm. can see that majority of classrooms were crowded. But there was dedication from teachers and also joy from children to attend, actually, the lessons. However, because also of returnees and refugees, a majority of children that were attending classroom, the classrooms were really massive, and they had to have two shifts, morning and afternoon shifts. So there was a reduction in time, which doesn't really allow for quality of education and doesn't allow also teachers to give space space for them to really provide support to children, because the number of children is so big. We need investment in education. The funding in education is very limited. We really need more funding to not only establish additional schools, but also train teachers and have more teachers for school that will support the needs in education for children. I saw firsthand our support with regards to access to water, which was really critical for schools and for having also girls back to school.
All right. And yes, as you did mention, you saw firsthand the situation on the ground, and you had a meeting with government officials and some of the refugees and returnees there. Now, what issues were of importance to UNICEF and to them particularly that you discussed in those meetings?
So the meeting, first of all, with the local governors and ministers as well, was really very useful, as well as with the partners, all UN partners, the sister agencies, but also other international and local partners. Mm-hmm. We discussed in terms of support that is needed to local community for access to basic services, but also to not just host community, but also to the returnees or to the refugees. So making sure that no child is left behind, and that mothers and pregnant women are also given access. We discussed the situation of health services and how the health facilities actually has been strengthened. I had the opportunity also to visit the hospital and see the transformational project with regards to the overall solarization that was put in place, so that despite the cut of electricity, mm-hmm. the mothers can deliver in safe ways. So we discussed this. We discussed the issue of nutrition, the issue of school and access to water, also to the communities. We visited the plant. So, and how we can continue working together to really support more the needs of children and communities that are in Malakal, but not only.
Yes, and with your engagements with these other partner development agencies in South Sudan, tell us more about how their priorities can foster improvement of the lives of these vulnerable children.
Right, so all the priorities are in support of overall development priorities of the national development priorities of the country. So all partners are together in that support. We discussion and our view and vision is with regards to strengthening the systems. Of course, the needs are greater when it comes to really supporting with more human capital when it mm-hmm. comes to health system, to education system, but not limited, but also in terms of investments that have to be durable, sustainable, that can support the transition. I saw how, for example, the allocation of land to Malakal is helping the population actually to establish more of a sustainable actually a solution for them as well, but yeah. also the overall help, the overall peace situation in that context. So these are some of the things that we have been discussing with partners, more so with the view and vision in supporting governments, of course, priorities, but pushing and accelerating towards the sustainable development goals, which are not far away. And we really need all of us collectively to combine our energy, support, and capacities for the well-being of children and women in the South Sudan.
Yes, and broadly speaking, what are UNICEF's priorities here in South Sudan going forward? What opportunities are there for you to partner with South Sudan in improving the lives of children?
Right. So the first and foremost priority, as I said, which are totally aligned to the national priority plans, is the child rights. So the well-being of children, so protection of children, making sure that children go back to school, and not only go back to school and have access to school, but also improving the quality of learning. And let's also remind that tomorrow we have the Teachers' Day, so mm-hmm. it's important also moments to reflect on the needs also to build the capacities of teacher, and that is what UNICEF's focus and priorities is, also in training and building that capacity so that we can have quality of education. Second is, of course, addressing the malnutrition and making sure that we are reducing the number of children with malnutrition, and also supporting also the mothers, and especially the pregnant mothers, and making sure that they also have access to treatment and access to overall medical care. Mm. And overall, all basic service for children that are related to not just education and nutrition, but also access to safe water. And that's what I was talking about, one of the major priorities. We went to visit real time our support in investments to access to clean water, to communities, to schools, to health facilities, so that we can support our priorities of getting children back to school, getting children access to treatment, and having mothers having safe delivery.
Mm-hmm. Edleva, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. But just before you go, in this particular visit, what stood out for you? What was that thing that you remember in this visit?
Well, what stood out for me was the way of working and how we are working together. First of all, the our team here of UNICEF team working hand to hand under the leadership of the government, but also with all UN agencies, with all international NGOs and local NGOs as well. So all the partners, ecosystem of the partnership that is so important to change the well-being and the life and transform the life of children. Dedication, passion, and care was something that is a nice takeaway from South Sudan.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.